constructions around the INF function should therefore continue to be carefully specified, taking into account transparency, accountability, as well as the role of the multi-stakeholder model in its context. Scroll down, please. We also acknowledge, it's in blue because there was a late addition on this specific version. We also acknowledge the affirmation of commitments, AOC, and the resulting accountability and transparency review team and review processes, so ATRT, and review processes as being contributory to and supportive of the multi-stakeholder model. Through our respective communities, we commit to support and engage in the multi-stakeholder designed process that is consensus-driven, participatory, open, and transparent that will launch at the ICANN 49 meeting in Singapore. Of course, I think that will be changed to that has launched, obviously. We will work to make this process collaborative and globally accountable, while the INF functions continue to ensure the continued security, stability, and resiliency of the top level of the Internet system of unique identifiers. Scroll down, please. Scroll down, please. And that's it. That, I believe, is the statement as it is proposed at the moment. There might be some changes. Is there anything that springs to mind that needs to be changed apart from the blatantly obvious? Alan Greenberg.
Yeah. Sorry, then you said apart from the, but I didn't hear the word afterwards.
The obvious. Leon Sanchez.
Thanks, Olivia. Leon Sanchez. I'm just concerned. This is a doubt. A question. Does support and enhance the multi-stakeholder model of internet coordination includes that the outcome of this process assures that the new mechanism of stewardship will be multi-stakeholder?
Thank you, Leon. Quick answer. Make no assumptions.
So, therefore, should it be fair to specify it?
Define fair.
Accurate.
What we want.
Thank you, Alan. Sandra Hofreister.
Thank you, Olivier. Sandra speaking. The last sentence, we will work to make this process collaborative and globally accountable and so on and so forth. This implements that we are doing something. And they will say, okay, they are doing something, let's do them. What I actually think or would propose it, we should collaboratively think about what we can actually do and how we are going to perform within this process. And this was actually my question earlier today in the morning and yesterday to Fadi, to say we should really sit down and think how we can meaningful contribute. At the moment it says we will work, we are doing this, and then they can say, okay, they are doing this, so we don't have to talk to them. And you understand what I mean?
Yes, Sandra, thank you. Well, I mean, I guess this is a high level statement as to say we promise to work. I think the purpose of this really is just as something that will go on ICANN's front page to support what is going on at the moment. It's a message of support to show that the community is behind the process that is being engaged. Whatever that process is, we're ready. I mean, it's effectively... A counter letter would be, we object to the INF function transition, etc., etc. We object to the process that is currently taking place. The thing that I find, and my personal point of view on this, is the fact that this is a letter that has a significant number of errors in it still at this late stage, and the devil is in the details. with regards to these sorts of statements. And so I'm putting it over to you here as to whether we should accept it as is, or should we perhaps put it on a wiki, work on it, come back to... It is on a wiki now? Oh, fantastic. You say it and Ariel does it in a second, nanosecond. Alan, you had put your hand up, and then Eduardo Diaz.
Thank you, Alan Greenberg. Given that you say this has gone through a good number of iterations and they can't even get what ICANN stands for properly, never mind the proper name for the U.S. Department of Commerce, I do not feel comfortable approving a statement to be modified in unknown ways and then published under my name. So I would like to see a clean copy at the very least, fixing the typos and saying, yes, this is what we are approving. It sounds like it's too late to make substantive change to it, given the number of other people who are looking at this in parallel, and this is Constituency Day. So I'm happy to approve it in principle, subject to, what's the expression, a toilette, that I think Cheryl used to like. Of cleaning it up, getting the, at least the names of the principal actors, the U.S. Department of Commerce and ICANN, correct. And if there's any other punctuation and things like that that need fixing, and then approve it on Thursday.
Okay, thank you very much, Alan. There is another version which has been sent by the NCSG onto the mailing list with actually some of the errors corrected. So the, for example, Internet Assigned Numbers Authority is corrected. I'm not quite sure ICANN is.
Okay, so look, we can just, can you send that to us? So here's the current one.
Yeah, it's not it's not there. There is a shorter statement done by the NCSG. Eduardo Diaz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Eduardo for the record. I can support a letter like this. Maybe when it's finished. I will also dwell on JJ to look at it because he's very good. You know, he has that diplomatic thinking behind his experience and. You know, I don't know if only a few of you looked at this or he has seen something like this. Thank you.
Thank you, Eduardo. Any other thoughts on this? I think I can see Tijani and then Aziz. Tijani and then Aziz. Go ahead, Tijani.
You said, I see Tijani and Aziz. So, okay.
I see, comma.
Thank you. can someone who is skilled in technics explain me what is the top level of the internet system of unique identifiers? I think that we can shorten it and make it more clear for everyone, which is the internet unique identifiers. That's all. The top level of the internet system unique identifier.
Yes, thank you, Tijani. That's related to the INF function itself that deals only with the top level, and I think that they said system because every word in that one is loaded, actually. There was a question regarding this, and I think that it was the ESAC that added or that modified this sentence to this, which apparently is a clear explanation of what it is. Alan Greenberg, is that correct?
I was just going to say, I think the sentence is worded awkwardly but correctly.
Yes, thank you. There is one, I have one problem with this, is that it eventually will be accurate. Will it be understandable is another question. But the accuracy, I guess, is important in this. By contrast, the NTIA statement was understandable, but was not accurate. Holly Reich.
Isn't the question to whom is this aimed? because if it's aimed at the people who are going to worry about whether they get support or not, it can be written one way. If it's aimed at a larger audience and we have to explain it, then maybe there's a different spin on it.
Okay, thank you. Alan?
Sorry. Go ahead.
Aziz didn't put his card up, so I didn't see him. Aziz, sorry. Go ahead.
Je voudrais juste me permettre de faire une petite remarque sur la déclaration, puisque pour la réunion qu'on veut faire à Fralo africaine, à peu près la même chose. Et c'est une déclaration qui est bien. Et il y a une sorte de soutien à ce que fait l'ICANN. Mais je trouve que le rôle de l'ALAC dans cette affaire n'est pas mentionné. J'aurais aimé que dans la déclaration, qu'il soit demandé que l'ALAC puisse jouer un rôle dans les prochaines discussions, dans toutes les constituencies, pour donner l'avis un peu des utilisateurs finaux. Mais sinon, la déclaration comme il est un peu, je dirais, neutre.
Thank you very much, Aziz. Well, this declaration is to be signed by all the SOs, ACs, or whichever SO, AC, and SG chairs that can sign it. So, in effect, you will notice it doesn't mention any specific supporting organization or advisory committees. The only ones that will be mentioned will be a list of the different supporting organizations and advisory committees as a list of signatories. Eduardo Diaz, and then back to Alan.
I just wanted to say the same thing you just said, that, you know, there will be the list of the organizations. Thank you.
Thank you, Eduardo. Alan?
Going back to the question that was, I don't remember, somebody asked of sort of why, what is this for? My impression, and I haven't been party to any of the discussions which led to it, is this essentially is the credentials for ICANN leadership, CEO, whoever, to say they are speaking on behalf of the various component parts of ICANN in discussions which will inevitably be held at various levels over the next month or two. And this essentially says they're not acting purely on their own behalf but have support of the organization. That's what I assume this was for. So it's essentially not written for any, aiming at anyone, but just as an indication that this has been vetted by, you know, the overall concept has been vetted.
Okay, thank you. But I think I can sense we all agree this needs to be correct and not have any errors before we can proceed forward with supporting this. I've understood, at least from Eduardo and I think Alan as well, that you wouldn't feel right into proceeding forward. Fatima Cambronero.
Thank you, Olivier. This is Fatima. Bueno, sigo en español. Hay una parte que no estoy entendiendo, evidentemente. Esta declaración es la que ofreció David Olive para todos los chairs. Okay. Y en paralelo a esta declaración, cada constituency, cada AC o SO puede tener su propia declaración. ALAC puede tener su propia declaración sobre este tema. En mi opinión, me siento más cómoda con una declaración propia de ALAC que con esta que estamos adhiriendo, que elaboró alguien externo a ALAC. Y solo para comentar que en la CRA lo estamos trabajando también en nuestra propia declaración sobre este tema y se está trabajando internamente en la CRA. Gracias.
Thank you very much, Fatima. That's good to know. I was not aware of this. What I suggest we do then is to create a wiki page with this text on it. And the wiki page does exist. It's already on the right-hand screen here in the room. Can we just divide this wiki page into two and have a second space on that wiki page for the build-up of our own statement? There is a request. That's the next thing I was going to touch on. There is a request also if SO and AC and SGs would like to speak to a statement, make a short comment or a statement during the public forum, at the beginning of the public forum, the first 30 minutes of the public forum. And I think that it would be good for the ALEC to say something there as a short statement. What the ALEC should do and what it should have in its statement is not something that I know at the moment, since we still don't even know what the title of this thing is. But certainly the user centricity is something that's important, I would believe. Carlton?
Thank you, Chair. Carlton Samuels, for the record. Might I suggest that you hold off making any statement or producing any statement for a little while? This thing is still in flux, and to my mind, the ALAC would probably be better off if you give it a couple of weeks to settle down before you make a statement.
Thank you, Carlton. I'm afraid I didn't hear you. I was, but others will have any comments. Okay, wait and reflect. Alan Greenberg?
The counter to that really is the real answer to your question that I made up an answer to of why are we doing this. If this has some import in the next little while to indicate that there is support from within the organization, then I'm happy to sign off on this and craft something more specific as we go forward. If I'm meeting it wrong and this has no real need, then sure, we can delay. But I get the feeling that there was a purpose behind asking for support of this statement, and I'd want to make sure that we're not missing an opportunity to go forward. Fatty at a meeting yesterday said, well, if we don't make the 2016 cutoff, then we just extend the IANA contract and keep on thinking about it. The reality is if the U.S. presidency changes sides, Lord knows what's going to happen after that. So we may not have that open window.
Thank you, Alan. Holly Reich?
I'd just like to support what Alan said. I think that there's a purpose for this statement, which is as much to ICANN to say, by the way, you can say people are behind you, but I would hate to see anything more detailed, and I think that the reason that we've talked about where does this sit, it sits in the futures working group. We have a working group. We're going to have probably have to split in two, talking about comments about the IANA function itself, discussion. I mean, there's going to be a lot of talk, and we may feel very uncomfortable about certain aspects of what's going on, which we can elaborate. But right now, I don't think that's... We don't have the time to go through anything like that process. That'll take a long time to get the kind of detail. Right now, we just need to say, yeah, our hand's up, because otherwise we look pretty stupid if our hand isn't up and everybody else's is.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Hodis. So I think I hear that there is no consensus on actually signing the statement that we have on the screen as is. Several action items. Number one, staff to find out from David Olive the latest version of the statement. Tick, complete. Fantastic. Number two, to put the latest statement on the wiki and immediately start the process. And please email the whole ALAC. There are some members that are missing because they're in other meetings. So the ALAC list for comments on this, so we can start building. Number three, who wants to be the shepherd for this process, a pen holder shepherd? Any takers? Alan is shaking his head in a negative way. Are you volunteering, Holly?
I would accept that I don't have quite the same knowledge that somebody like Alan does, and there are things he would pick up I wouldn't. So I just don't think I'm the right person. I'm happy to help somebody.
I will certainly volunteer to read proofs and comment on them and critique them. I just don't want to be the pen holder at this point.
Okay, thank you, Alan. Well, it's not really pen holders, I guess, the editor of the edits. We could ask staff to track the edits and just make the edits that are there. Dave. Way! Number two, he's aligning them. For those people who don't know, Dave did produce his first statement a couple of weeks ago, and that's a definite step forward. So Dave to shepherd this. This really is a shepherding thing. You're going to have to make sure we get the input from the at-large community. Now the second statement, the spoken statement at the public comment, in his absence, I think that we might wish to get Evan Leibovich to hold the pen on. He has volunteered earlier and said, oh, if there's any statement or things to draft, I'm happy to do so. And Evan, if you're listening, we can't hear you, so I don't hear you saying no. I think let's put it as a pen holder, as a placeholder for the time being. So Evan will be holding the pen on the statement, unless he strongly objects to it. And that's for our spoken statement at the public forum. The deadline for this whole process, the ALAC wrap-up. I hope you're paying attention. Thank you. Okay, and that's. I think that pretty much closes this segment of the previous item, and I really do apologize to the chairs of the next agenda. Just wanted to acknowledge and thank the NetMission ambassadors who have been with us all day. Do you want to say a couple of words, actually? Just step up and and apologies if we put you on the spot there and then, but reflections on your day.
Firstly, thank you very much for having us in such a like meaningful moment. And wow, I didn't expect it, but actually before I sat on this meeting, I was very like skeptical about like at large meeting. But after seeing all this procedure and after like all heated debate, and then I finally changed my mind, and then I think you guys indeed reflect our internet users' opinions very well, and then I feel very like credited to you guys, and then thank you very much, and I hope you guys will sail through all this procedure and then make this environment better. I mean, secure and safe and resilient. Thank you.
Hello. Also, I am honored to be here, and thank you for having me here. For my reflection, having heard all the conversation and the discussion all day, I felt that what was behind all the plans of what is happening on the internet, going on privacy, and all sorts of things, were really went through this high level and sophisticated discussion, and then I am really glad to be in a position to be hearing the discussion at the fingertip, and I would like to hear more discussion on ongoing and next coming problems on the internet. Thank you for today.
Okay. Do you wish to say anything? Or? No. Okay. All right, well, thanks very much, and I understand you do have to go shortly and so on, but thanks for staying with us, and I hope that it's given you an idea and perhaps brought you some inspiration to join in this community from tomorrow onwards or whenever you feel like it. This place is open for you to join, so thank you. And now we'll go over to, is it Holly Reich, the next registration issues? That, I believe, is co-chaired by Holly Reich and Carlton Samuels, with apologies to both. 15 minutes, if you want. It's really your call now. So we finish the ALAC work part two. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye. This call is adjourned, or this meeting
first
is adjourned.
First of all, thank you, everybody, for staying awake, and thank you for staying here. It's